Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, we want to continue today talking about some God's news behind the news. And one of the things that's really important in a lot of people's hearts today is being able to find employment. I mean, we're seeing right now that since 2007-08, when we had that first financial meltdown, many people lost employment. In that first month alone in November, 700,000 jobs were lost in 1 month.
Wow.
Huge. And the economy still, almost 5-6 years later, has not really recovered. It has seen some slight recovery, but nowhere near. Mm-hmm. And so right now, folks are trying to find employment and do different things. But we want to share with you some tips that the Recruiter Box is sharing some insight. Because, you know, you may be looking for employment. And when you were looking for employment years ago, you might have worked at a job for 15, 20 years. And now, you know, back then you were doing resumes different. You know, a lot of things have changed in the market. And technology has a lot to do with that. Mm-hmm. And so if you're trying to use outdated systems to be able to find employment, that's why you may be struggling right now to actually land a place. And so these are some of the things that the Recruiter Box is actually sharing as far as what's happening. They say that 92%, Steve, 92% of employers are using or planning to use social networks for recruiting this year.
Wow.
92%. Wow. Is that huge?
Wow.
73% check their candidates' social media profiles. Clue. If you have a Facebook, you may want to monitor what you do on your Facebook and what you share, what you post, because recruiters are looking at that stuff. You know, it's like, okay. 73% of that. I mean, that's huge. 50%. Wow. 50% of U.S. workforce will be compromised or comprised of members of Generation Y, according to CNN. 50%. So you're seeing a huge rise in young people that are getting hired. Mm-hmm. And so you want to know that's what the market looks like. And this is by 2020.
Wow.
So this is a big picture. 75% of the global workplace will consist of Generation Y by 2025. So you're seeing an evolving trend that the workforce is becoming younger and younger and younger. So you may feel intimidated by that and realize that you're getting older. You know, I tell people, hey, consider that a plus. Just because someone is, you know, they're hiring younger people, you know, they may have got different skill sets and different knowledge and different degrees, but you still need some wisdom. You still need someone who's been around for a while, who has managed, who can help develop people, because just because somebody knows something doesn't necessarily make them a good manager. And I think that's happened a lot of times in the workplace where, you know, you have this great employee and he does great at his skill set and his job, and they kind of automatically want to promote someone just because they're good at their job, or just because they're good at whatever widget that they do or make or sell or whatever, doesn't necessarily mean that they can manage people, you know?
Right.
So,
big difference.
And so we still need, I believe, a mature work base that helps to develop and manage and bring these young folks, you know, where they need to be. They may have the knowledge, but they may not necessarily have the wisdom necessary to, you know, to work. They're saying now that hiring a new employee, this is how important this is now. Hiring a new employee can cost in upwards of $4,000. So it's costing now $4,000 due to the cost of recruitment, screening, training, taxes, and benefits.
Wow.
I mean, today, I'm telling you, if you filled an application out in recent times, I mean, they want all of your DNA. They want everything. They're checking everything out, and you have to fill out tons of paperwork. Long are the days that you go just fill this, you know, paper thing out. With computers, it's like more and more. And so because the cost is increasing, background checks, things of that nature, they become a little bit more selective. But at the same time, too, is that, hey, check me out. You know, to look it all out. This is good. They say mobile devices. And we're maybe talking about what AT&T has just came out. Can't wait to talk about that. But they just did a landmark deal for streaming But mobile devices are increasingly on the rise. I mean, we're seeing this in other Asian countries, and like, you know, Japan and Tokyo. Everybody, I mean, everybody has a cell phone. You think everyone here, everybody has a cell phone there.
Oh, yeah.
But that trend started way before it happened here.
Mm-hmm.
But they're saying that 81% of employers use their own mobile device for work. 81%. So before it used to be, don't bring your cell phone to work. Now it's use your own personal cell phone that you're paying for to research that data.
Yeah.
70% of job seekers use their mobile device when job searching. Think about that. 70%. And there's some mobile apps if you're looking for work at some I never heard of. Be Known. We're going to make this available for you on the Torch. Beyond.com. Of course, this is Tweet My Jobs, Proven, Link Up, Career Builder. We'll make those available for you. But people nowadays are looking for employment not on their computer. On their phone.
Mm-hmm.
On their phone. Recruiting software. Listen to this. Companies that use formal candidate relationship process, such as software to track their applicant communications, are 40% more likely to be considered in the best class. What does that mean? 26% of employers use an applicant tracking system to manage their hiring process. What does that mean? They're not just taking your paper application and filing it somewhere. This is putting an elaborate software.
There's a process to it.
There is a process, a tracking system. Mm-hmm. So everything's going, you know, high tech. And they say that 43% recruiters claim that the quality of their applicant has improved as a result of social recruiting. Think about that.
Wow.
Has improved. Social media. Listen to this. Generation Y uses social media profiles as an extension of their professional personalities. So this is how a new generation and what recruiters are doing, they're actually adapting to how society is using social media. So this is how you feel. It's an extension of your professional personality. We're going to, you know, change the way we do things. Well, listen to this. 73% of 18 to 34-year-olds found their last job through a social network.
Wow.
73%. Of 18 to 34-year-olds found their last job through a social network.
Mm. Wow.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
Days are changing.
Man, is that amazing?
Powerful.
Well, you think about it. I mean, if you're on Facebook and you have 300 or 400 friends mm-hmm. or 200 friends or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and you're able to say, hey, I need employment. You know someone who's hiring.
Right.
I mean, with one blast, you can kind of cover a whole.
Cover a lot.
Yeah.
Huge.
They say that 93% of recruiters are using LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
93%.
That was the number one website that I was told when I was finishing up my graduation and finishing up college. That was one of the main websites that they were said that people were finding the most jobs for graduating collegiate seniors.
Isn't that amazing?
Powerful.
Isn't that amazing? And my understanding of what LinkedIn is more of a Facebook for basically professionals, if you will. That allows you to be on social media, but it's geared more for your resume mm-hmm. and what your work experience is all about type of thing.
Mm-hmm. And you can kind of gain acquaintances or relationships, and then, like you said, you kind of put your resume on your profile and say, this is what I'm good at, these are strengths and weaknesses, and then you can connect all over. It's powerful.
Yeah. Here's a good interview question. They used to ask, what are your greatest strengths? And the people say, oh, they'll go on and on and on. And it's great, great, great. What's your greatest weakness?
Weakness, yeah.
Oh, I don't have none. Wrong answer.
You're out of there.
Research that one.
I think we just found one.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing
it's
that
to pride.
Yeah. None at all. I said, really? Okay. Thank you. 66% of recruiters are using Facebook, and 54% of recruiters are using Twitter. Think about that, Twitter. Online classifieds, while employee referrals make up the top source of external hires, career sites make up 23% of external hires, and job boards account for 18% of external hires. So it's like, man, look at those online classifieds. And then, of course, how do you conduct that interview? You know, it used to be you have to, you know, if you're going out of town, you know, you get catch a flight. That's what I did, you know, You know, I went up to New Jersey. Bought a very expensive airline ticket, stood 3 or 4 days in New Jersey looking for work, drove all over the place, got lost.
Imagine how much that trip cost.
Oh, I know what a trip costs. Now.
And now look at this.
video chat. See, they didn't have this when I was in it. Video chat. You can actually conduct an interview, over the internet through Skype.
Yeah.
Through Skype. Listen, times are changing. You want to change with the times. And if you're looking for employment today, look, this is the way to do it. Mm-hmm. Update your resume. Look how you can utilize technology for your benefit and see how you can put yourself out there in a way that you can be blessed and have employment to take care of your family and, of course, to honor the Lord and the advancement of his kingdom. Mm-hmm. But these are some great tips, some great strategies. We're going to make these available for you on the Torch. But our prayer for you is that you get the right job, more money for less hours for more work in the kingdom of God. Talked about how technology is being utilized in amazing ways for recruiting purposes and, you know, folks that are looking for work. And in, on break, we would just continue to talk about some of this stuff, and it's really interesting. But I remember when I had to hire folks for employment and fire folks, and I just never liked doing that. It uncomfortable, man. Yeah. It was I would stay up all night. I mean, it was the most difficult thing in the world for me to do. I mean, just could not do. I was horrible at it. And I think I was more nervous than the person. It was like, it's okay. It's all right. I understand. I'm like, I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry. And I used to work with a gentleman at one time. He was like the general manager at one place I worked, and I was another manager. And we would we had to, you know, fire some folks. Mm-hmm. He would have me come in the office with him, and we would speak to the employee. And he had such an amazing way, or interesting, interesting way of
unique.
Yeah, unique. That's a good way. Unique way of letting people go, firing them. And he would say, like, Pat, listen, I brought you in here to the office. I want to talk about your performance. And I just want to let you know that we appreciate your efforts here at the job and what you're doing. But as of right now, we're terminating your employment. And we appreciate you giving a good effort and trying, and thank you very much. And if you need anything else, you know, please feel free to let us know. But, thank you very much. And he'd walk out.
Short
and
sweet.
And they look at me like, did I just get fired? I'm like, yeah. Yeah. I mean,
yes, sir. Yes, yeah.
Yeah. That, and they were like, okay. You know, and it's like, wow. Just like that. And he was able to do it. And I'm just sitting there like, oh, my goodness.
Smooth. Wow. That's so smooth.
And it was interesting. And the key phrase here is that we're terminating your employment. Not you. The employment. So they're able to save face because they can say, hey, you know.
Hey, that's right. Hey, they got rid of my job. It wasn't me after all.
I feel so much better that I didn't get fired.
It was my employment.
But my employment got fired.
My employment got terminated.
My job got removed from me.
Oh, my goodness. So interesting. But hey, there you have it.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio,
and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.